Getting ready for the second half action here at the Bulldog Classic in Fayetteville at Fayetteville High. Benjamin Kelly filling in for the Lady Bombers basketball here this weekend. Glad to be with you. Well, we get ready for the second half of play, and it'll be interesting to see what head coach Del Leonard has decided to do to generate some offense here in the second half action. The starting five remain the starting five here in the second half as Mount Home will have the basketball to begin the second half action. Now, ball right in front of me. Husky will inbound to Riley Walker. Joining them on the floor are Anna Grace Foreman, Emma Martin, and Hannah Pfeiffer. Hannah Pfeiffer being tightly defended as she receives the basketball inside the perimeter here near side. Mountain Home going right to left here in the second half action. 15 seconds have elapsed here in this third quarter of play. It's a 26-18 score. Mountain Home trailing, trying to cut within that deficit. Martin has it, now feeds it over to Husky. She's left wide open for three. Got it. She drained it. There was a miscommunication on the defensive side for Sepulpa. That left Peyton Husky wide open. She averaged double figures in the Greene County Tech Tournament last weekend. She was held without a field goal yesterday, but she knocks down that triple. Maybe that can get her going. 26-21. The Lady Bombers trailing by five. They have trailed by as many as 11 here this evening. Here is Dement right wing. Working around a screen from Lindsay Hall at the elbow. Now feeds it out to Belleville, who tries a three of her own. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound finds Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer in pursuit. She's got some numbers, takes it all the way to the rim. The layup tries, no good. Rebound to Lindsay Hall, uncontested. But Pfeiffer on the pass attempt, intercepts it at the low block, finishes at the glass, and she's fouled and will go to the free throw line for another. Good instincts by Hannah Pfeiffer on the defensive side. She just never gave up on that play, and she collects the... She gets the basket. She's got 8 points and a chance at nine here with this foul shot. This would make it a two-point game. Can't get the friendly roll off the iron as De'Asia Thomas pulls down the board. 26-23 our score. Mountain Home trailing by three. They're on a little 5-0 run to begin this second half action. Brooks puts it on the deck, drives, feeds it underneath to Thomas, and she finishes over top of the shorter Riley Walker. That will force a... Del Leonard timeout. We'll take it with him. 6:44 to play, third quarter. Mountain Home trailing 28-23. You're listening to Lady Bombers basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Rejoining the action here is day two of the Bulldog Classic. Lady Bombers trailing by a 28-23 score to the Sepulpa Lady Chieftains. And Peyton Husky's pass is knocked away by Kiara Brooks. Brooks for Sepulpa knocking that one out of bounds. And so Mountain Home maintains possession just to the left of their bench. They're working right to left here in the second half action as Husky's inbounds pass goes way out of bounds. She was hunting for Foreman in the low post and got a little overzealous with it. And Del Leonard just looks at his junior guard at Peyton Husky and points into the backcourt where Riley Walker was. Said that's probably the easier option. So the turnover gives Sepulpa back the basketball. 28-23 our score. 6:20 to play here, third quarter. Dement on the dribble drive. She draws a small village around her. Little jumper on the low block. Fadeaway is no good. Ball tipped around, and we got a whistle on the basketball as it's going to go on Sepulpa. We'll see who is given the foul. That is on De'Asia Thomas. So that's the second team foul of the half here, and by my count, I believe that's the second foul on Thomas, the big 6'2 senior. 28-23 our score. Martin Beater defender takes it all the way to the rim on the right side of the lane. No good on the foul on the shot attempt. Husky trying to track down that basketball, but Lindsay Hall takes it away. Here comes Sepulpa working left to right. Dement all the way to the rim. An acrobatic shot goes up, no good. Brooks offensive rebound and putback is good. And Kiara Brooks with her fourth points of the evening, and it's now a 30-23 lead for Sepulpa. 5:40 to play, third quarter. Lady Bombers trailing by seven with the basketball. Working right to left is Riley Walker. Feeding it over to Martin. She's between the circles. Now right wing to Husky, down low to Foreman. Foreman keeping on that pivot foot, finding a cutting Emma Martin. Martin against three defenders, throws up a shot off the glass, no good. Now the ball is tied up underneath as Walker was tied up with the 6-2 Thomas. And the possession arrow will... point towards Mountain Home.
Good hustle by Riley Walker. Walker is about 7 inches shorter than that of De'Asia Thomas, as we see Thomas check out of the contest. And there's a short stoppage in play because Thomas was late to get off the floor, but she is off. And so Mountain Home has the basketball underneath their own goal. Here is Walker, 5:20 to play, third quarter. Lady Bombers down by 7. Walker over to Husky, right wing in front of her bench, free throw line extended. She swings it through, drives to the baseline, being guarded by Belleville. Throws up a shot, no good. Rebound to Foreman, and Foreman on the putback attempt is fouled and will go to the free throw line. Anna Grace Foreman is 1 for 3 from the free throw line today.
Foul against number 14, Ray Osborne.
Foul is going on Osborne. That is a third team foul for Sepulpa here in the second half. First of two free throws is good by Foreman. She's got 4 points, and it's now a 6-point deficit for Mountain Home. Shot goes up, and it is good. And the sophomore has 5 points, 30-25 our score. Mountain Home trailing by 5. 5:04 to play here, third quarter. Osborne with the basketball. Man-to-man defense put on here by Mountain Home. Osborne's going to drive. Fadeaway jumper from 7 feet out is good. 8 points for Ray Osborne. 4:50 to play, third quarter. Mountain Home trailing now by 7. It is Walker, Husky, Foreman, Martin, and Collins. Collins had 6 points in the first half. She's back on the floor right now. Walker trying to elude her defender. Against his zone defense, gets it to Pfeiffer. 4:35 to play, third quarter. 32-25 our score. Husky is fouled on the drive attempt at the low block. They're going to call it on the floor. That's going to be the fourth team foul, though. And the foul is going to go on. It's going to go on Belleville. That's her first. Husky to trigger, I beg your pardon, Walker to trigger it in. Pfeiffer now with the basketball. Right wing. A long three try from the right wing. In and out, no good. Ball tipped around. DeMen, I think, got the last finger on it. Indeed, she did. And so the ball will stay Mountain Home. So they have it on the near sideline. Free throw line extended. Just outside of the free throw line. Inbound from Walker goes to Foreman. Foreman pulls up the low block, feeds it to the weak side block to Collins, whose shot is rejected. Here comes Sepulpa the other way, left to right. Belleville with the basketball. Now to DeMent. She penetrates for a moment and pulls back out. Osborne, left side wing. That's the far side of the floor as Sepulpa works left to right. 4:05 to play, third quarter. 32-25 our score. Lady Bombers trailing by 7. They've trailed by as many as 11 today. They had the lead. They had the deficit down to 2 at the 26-24 mark. But this is now a 6-3 run put on by Sepulpa. Quickly the other way was Peyton Husky. She is fouled on her way to the rim, and she'll go to the free throw line for 2. So you're to give the personal 2. First free throw from Husky's no good. I didn't see who they gave that foul to. Couple of substitutions coming in. Tori Delaney checking back into the ball game along with Tamira Poindexter. Husky makes a second free throw shot. She's got 4 points. Lady Bombers trailing 32-26. Osborne driving baseline out to Brooks. They swing it along the perimeter, finds the hands of DeMent. 3:35 to play, third quarter. DeMent going to drive, and kind of an up-and-under move in the middle of the paint is off the mark, her shot. Mountain Home's done a good job to contain her today. 3:25 to play, third quarter, 32-26 our score. Walker losing the dribble, and now they're going to tie it up. We got a jump ball on the floor as DeMent got her hands in the middle of that. our score. So Popo with the basketball and a 6-point lead. DeMent has it between the circles. Lob going to the weak block to Osborne. Osborne's shot rejected by Foreman. She gets the rebound back. Now a 14-footer in the middle of the paint is off the mark. Foreman, a good defensive rebound, scraping the glass, feeding it out to Husky. She'll run the offense. Inside of 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Mountain Home down by 6. 32-26 our score. Pfeiffer with the basketball now. She drives the middle of the lane, and he's fouled on her way to the rack and will enter the free throw line. Or no, I beg your pardon, that foul's on the floor.
Foul goes on to Mint. That is the sixth team foul. So the next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. So that's been a plus, and we've kind of seen that trend of offense here for Mountain Home in the second half be more of an aggressive attacking offense. Foreman out of the inbounds play, gets the friendly roll off the iron. She's got 4 points in the quarter, 7 points on the night, and it's a 32-28 ball game. Mountain Home down by four. Osborne swings it around the perimeter, now near side corner. Now Delaney, a three from straight away, is off the mark. Osborne with the rebound, finding a wide open Poindexter down low. And Tamira Poindexter, the sophomore, getting the job done as she knocks it in. 34-28 our score. 2:20 to play here, third quarter. Walker gets it across the floor. Walker with it. Being badgered by DeMann, and now we got a whistle. And that's going to be the second foul in as many offensive, many trips for Taylor DeMann. Jaden Kuhn will check into the contest, a 5'6 senior. As we see Kiera Brooks check out of the contest. It's a 1-1 shot after that foul, so Walker will head to the free throw line. The front end of the 1-1 is good. She's 2-for-5 in free throws today. Walker, next shot in flight, and she got it. Perfect trip to the free throw line that time for Riley Walker, the 5'4 senior, and it's now 34-30. Mountain Home down by four still. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Delaney with the basketball over to DeMent here near side wing. Man-to-man defense put on here by Dell Leonard and the Lady Bombers. Poindexter looking to go down low, nothing there. They work it around the perimeter into the hands of Kuhn. DeMent top of the key. Now to Poindexter. To Delaney. She puts it on the deck for a moment. Poindexter left open for a long jumper on the baseline, and she knocks it in. They were almost daring Poindexter to take that jumper on the baseline, and she says, all right, 17-footer's good. 36-30 our score, Mountain Home down by six. Foreman blocked from behind by Osborne. Boy, she's been tremendously active on both ends of the floor tonight. And ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Sepulpa. And it's a 36-30 score. Mountain Home has the basketball underneath their own goal. Pfeiffer to trigger. She gets it into Walker, but DeMent knocks it away. Last touch by Sepulpa. Mountain Home maintains possession. They run the stack play from the lane. Now Walker has it. 1:13 to play, third quarter. Mountain Home trailing 36-30. Here is Martin. Looking to go down low to Foreman. Nothing there. Good defense by Osborne for Sepulpa. She fronts the post. Now a lob inside. Foreman receives it. Shot goes up, no good. Ball tipped around, and Kuhn of Sepulpa able to track it down. And here come the Lady Chieftains trailing by six. Leading by six, I beg your pardon, with 48 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Man-to-man defense put on here by Mountain Home. DeMent has the basketball. Walker guarding her in the man-to-man defense. DeMent using a tall screen by Poindexter. She drives the baseline, beats two defenders. Her shot goes up on the right side of the rim. No good. Ball tipped around, picked up by DeMent. Takes it right back to the glass. No good on the shot again. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Poindexter. And so Mountain Home will have a shot to cut into the deficit. 36-30 our score with 25 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Walker will run the offense. She's joined by Husky, Pfeiffer, Martin, and Foreman on the floor. Bounce pass goes left side wing to Martin. Now back to Walker. 11 seconds to play, third quarter. Mountain Home trying to make this a one-possession game. 36-30 our score. Pfeiffer has the basketball. Lob down low to Foreman. Foreman receives it, puts it up off the window, and good. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points here in the quarter. That's the way the third quarter ends. 36-32 our score. We'll be back with the fourth right after these words. You're listening to Lady Bombers Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With five local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.